This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
First of our guests is on the line now. You know him very, very well if you're a regular Joy listener. Back in 2015, we heard his debut pop single, Frequency. We've heard singles such as Kings and Queens, Boom and Bust and Blow My Mind since then.
Can I just point out that Robert is very disappointed.
Oh, Robert?
Robert is slightly in love with this person.
Oh, and he's disappointed he's on the phone.
Yes.
Welcome back to Joy. Bielfield, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're very, very well. And how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm great. This has been a whirlwind month with everything, with Dance Again and with everything else that I'm doing here in Sydney and Melbourne. So I'm over the moon.
You have what would be called a very full dance card right now.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, look, it's really exciting, you know, to be able to do this much, and especially, you know, in such an exciting time of the year and everything for all of us in the community. So It's awesome.
And, of course, so we're right in the middle of the Mardi Gras Festival. You are based in Sydney. That's where you do most of your living. And so it'd be pretty. Did you get out to Fair Day for the launch of Mardi Gras?
I didn't, as usual. It was actually rainy on Fair Day. And so as it was last year, so I was a little too scared to go because I've been in the middle of doing this this thing with the Australian Brandenburg Orchestra.
Yep.
So I couldn't get sick, you know, it just wasn't even a possibility.
Oh.
So, but I hear that there are a lot of great acts and, you know, a lot of people that, you know, I was able to go online and support.
Right. Well, as soon as you mentioned it, and let's get to this. Now, in the last couple of years, and we've told your story a couple of times, in that you were reasonably successful. You had a few albums as a classical singer, and that you decided to reinvent yourself in a genre that you're passionate about, which is pop music, a couple of years ago, and that brought Frequency to our airwaves back in mid to late 2015. But something quite weird has happened.
Back to the future.
If Bielfield is Superman, there's another entity that's your Clark Kent that's going back to classical. Tell us about this.
Yeah. Well, so look, I was actually at the Arias this year in November, and someone from the Australian Brandenburg Orchestra actually approached me and was doing the, we all kind of wait in this waiting area, and we wait to actually walk the red carpet. And he came up to me and he said, "Oh, you know, I've heard so much about you, blah, blah, blah. I know all your classical stuff." And I was like, "Oh, wow, you know, you're a fan." And he actually instead told me, "Look, I work for this orchestra. We'd love to have you come in and maybe do something with us." And I was like, "Okay, well, you know, no one's asked me that yet in Australia. You know, I mean, when I first came, I had some opportunities to do something maybe with Opera Australia and stuff, but I was like, look, I really want to do pop, you know?" So I figured, and I was in the middle of negotiating to see if I could release Dance Again with Courtney Act. And it was sort of this big thing like, well, you know, are we going to really be able to release this song? Can we do it? And then when this opportunity came, I was like, how crazy is this? I could do an opera a bit over here in Melbourne, and it's a tour, you know, so we're actually here in Sydney at City Recital Hall, and then we go to Melbourne. And then I could release this pop track with Courtney Act worldwide. So I was like, why don't I just do the whole lot and see what the heck happens?
Well,
so,
you know,
why not?
Like I said, you've got a very full dance card. And so you are actually performing in Sydney tonight. And I think you had your first performance a couple of nights ago.
Yeah. We had the opening on Wednesday night. And really great reviews, you know, in the Australian and everything. It's been great reception.
And this is no little performance. This is Handel's Messiah. That it's pretty much, you know, the pinnacle of classical, you know, orchestral performance. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, this thing is done everywhere. Everyone knows this. So everyone in classical is judging every single little melisma and every ornament that I do. It's real intense. But, you know, look, it's a great group. They sound incredible on it. And I actually open the show with like about an 8-minute long something called Comfrey Every Valley. So I basically have to go out before anyone's opened their mouths and just basically, you know, do this thing. So opening that, I was like, oh my God, I gotta like bring it. You know, because I haven't done, I mean, it's been a little while, you know?
Yeah. So. All right. So opening night, yeah. Good reviews on Wednesday. You've got another performance in Sydney tonight. Is it at the It's at the Sydney Recital Hall tonight. And then you've actually got two performances in Melbourne this weekend. So one on Saturday night and one on Sunday night. Now, are there still tickets available?
Yes. I believe Saturday is basically almost sold out in Melbourne. Sunday, there's still tickets left for sure. And if you're in Sydney tonight, I think there's a few tickets left as well.
And then, of course,
you should definitely go and try to check that out.
Fantastic. So two shows in Melbourne this weekend, Saturday and Sunday night, at the Melbourne Recital Hall, which is a very posh venue. Mm. And then you've got some more performances across Sydney from Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. You've actually got Wednesday.
Saturday.
And you've got two performances on the Saturday. I guess you won't be going to the Mardi Gras parade on Saturday.
Well, I was planning on maybe trying to hop over in the middle of it if I'm feeling up to it, you know, kind of jumping, because there is that little tiny bit of time I could kind of like run over and do something of it. But, you know, it's going to be a crazy week.
Although,
so
of course.
You'll suddenly make the party.
I was going to say, you're going to make the party because you'll have finished Handel's Messiah on Saturday night and just go to a contrast of evenings if ever you wanted one.
Well, look, I mean, I'm going to pop up somewhere on this Mardi Gras thing. So that's sort of the, you know, a little bit of the news regarding all of this.
So
it's it's like I can't really, you know, be like officially and everything because it's just so intense on my schedule. But I am popping up. So is, you know, an opportunity there.
But we won't know which venue, which stage or what yet. You can't tell us.
Look, yeah, I can't tell, but I'll be releasing it on my Instagram and my Facebook and such.
Set you to alert because we will be up there. So. All right, now let's get to business.
Nice.
You mentioned it a couple of times. We've been playing for a couple of weeks now. A brand new single from Beelfield and Courtney Act, drag queen extraordinaire, probably Australia's greatest export when it comes to drag queen. How the hell did this come about?
Look, it actually, of course, everything good comes out of Mardi Gras. You know, I actually met her last year around the Mardi Gras time. And I, the year before that, I had been watching her, or actually, I guess this must have been 2 years before that. I was considering coming to Australia, or I knew I was going to do some performances here. So I was watching Drag Race, very interested, you know, in Courtney Act, this Australian. I was like, what is Australia? You know, like, what are the kangaroos? Like, who are these people, you know? And so I saw this Drag Race. I was like, wow, she's so amazing. So when I met her last year, I was just so kind of taken back, like, oh, wow, you know, I really know what you do. Like, I actually know a lot about you. And I basically, you know, took her to this Mexican restaurant, got her drunk on margaritas, and scammed her into coming into the studio. And, you know, the rest is history.
Now, you actually co-wrote this song with Courtney, Dance Again. So, it's based loosely on how you both felt with the passing of George Michael and his song Never Gonna Dance Again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why did that inspire you to? Why was that in the end the catalyst for writing this song?
Well, look, we started kind of writing the song, and I really, a lot of the melody line and stuff, I was really trying to just write it to kind of contour a Courtney's voice, because I really think Courtney has a wonderful voice, and I really wanted to make sure that we were giving her a song that really did that gave her this opportunity to use it in a really beautiful way. And we got to the route where we should pretty much write a hook. And Courtney, we were just sitting there. Courtney was like, "Oh, like what about like, you know, like dance? Like I don't want to dance again, you know, and then something like this." And I was like, "Well, yeah, yeah. How about like I ain't ever want to dance again?" You know, and so that's kind of how. And it was honestly that organic. You know, it wasn't even something that we had to sit around and think about too much. It was really, really organic coming up with the hook and the name and everything for this song. So. You know, when something feels right, it's just right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so. I'm actually really pleased that you said that you worked hard on creating a song for Courtney's voice, because I've said this for a little while. Mm. There were a couple of tracks on her last EP that were absolute standouts. You know, and having been someone who saw Courtney Act perform on Australian Idol over 12
Series
years ago, you know, she has come a long way. And I think Dance Again is a great, it really does show off. Well, it shows off both of you, really.
Mm. I love the track. I mean, I was just, you know, it was making me dance from, you know, from the first second. That you know, we kind of put it together, and then I just, you know, worked really hard on it for a long time. I had a co-producer that's actually from Melbourne, JC, awesome guy, and we just worked on it for a long time, just making it like dance and just really be in that pocket. So I'm happy with it, and I'm glad you guys like it.
Yeah, no, we do. We love it. Congratulations. It is a great single. I hope we run into each other next week sometime.
We'll be up in
Sydney.
So you guys are actually going to be out there doing a broadcast, right?
Yeah, we are. Great. We're actually right? live from the cocktail bar of the Flinders Hotel on Friday afternoon next week. So we'll be there. And then, of course, we'll be there right across the weekend, up to no good probably. And and we will no doubt catch you as well. So.
Why is he who's losing it in the studio right now?
Well, because I said we'd be up to no good, and you know, it's okay. All right, we're gonna have to go. Thank you for joining us today, Beelfield.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Restaurants and bars with theme. They're coming now. You remember Planet Hollywood was big for a while.
Yeah,
and then I think that faded away.
Well, yeah. Everyone realised the food wasn't any better than the big yellow arches. So why go there and pay three times as much?
Because you could look at some things that were completely crap.
Almost unrecognisable as models of Arnie and
those
Terminator.
Things. And some shoes that were worn by an extra in the Terminator. Those sort of things. Yeah. Well, anyway.
There was some Rocky stuff as well.
Yeah, probably.
Had shares in it.
Yeah. Everyone who had shares threw some of their crap at it. I digress. No, there's a new one opening up. Bill Murray is going to open a Caddyshack bar.
Oh,
remember the movie?
Yeah.
Caddyshack that he was in?
But barely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Him and his five brothers.
Who?
He's got five brothers. Who even knew? But anyway, they're obviously the ones going to run the place because he's busy.
But surely the real star of Caddyshack, wasn't it Belushi?
Mm. Oh, and the mole.
Yeah.
Don't forget the mole. But he's going to open a Caddyshack golf-themed bar at a hotel in somewhere in America, Rosemount.
Okay.
I don't know where
that
is.
Well, it's just a bar.
Yeah, but this is the one I think people may get a bit more excited about.
Really?
And it has just opened.
Where?
In Manhattan, Washington Heights in Manhattan. The Rue La Rue Café has just opened.
So it's French?
No.
It doesn't have an E on the Rue.
Yes, it does.
So it's not RuPaul.
No. Shall I just tell you what it is, Chris? Because you're not going to guess.
Is it Birdcage?
No. See, now there are probably listeners going, "Oh my God, Chris, why don't you know this?"
What is it?
It is the Golden Girls themed cafe.
Oh.
That's right. It's dedicated to Rue McClanahan.
Look, I'm going to put a hand on heart and say I'm the only gay in the world that didn't care for the Golden Girls.
All right. Well, then you be quiet over there now.
Okay.
Hush. So, the Golden Girls Cafe, which is named Rue La Rue Cafe, which is in Washington Heights in Manhattan, has opened. Now, they have themed the restaurant, quite obviously. There is a replica of the kitchen set from the show, so you can actually sit in the kitchen. The shoes worn by Blanche in the show in one episode are in a glass case. Mannequins are draped with gowns from the show. Gowns is obviously a very complimentary word for just the dresses clothes they wore.
Yeah.
They have
slacks.
They have live music and that sort of thing there. But when the band are on a break, they're playing nonstop episodes of Golden Girls in the background. Mm. And they have on a pedestal Rue McClanahan's 1987 Emmy Award for Best Lead Actress. So it's all there. Yeah, it's all there.
It's basically Hard Rock Cafe for the Golden Girls.
Yes. Now, the bathroom has been outfitted to match the show's pink and mint tiles. So they actually special ordered those. There is a banana leaf Martinique wallpaper on two of the walls, which is hand cut to match the exact look from Blanche's bedroom in the show. It's only slightly over the top, but anyway. And they have managed to make special recipes of all the ones that were shown in the show as well. Every recipe that was mentioned in the show is on the menu.
You know, sometimes I can succeed, but right now I cannot even feign the slightest bit of interest in this. It's just like, who cares and who would go?
It's very busy and very popular.
So Golden Girls.
If anybody is going to Manhattan.
It's not even widescreen and they're all dead. Except Betty White.
No, they're not all dead.
But they keep declaring
how dare you
dead.
Kill her off.
Again.
But if you're in Washington Heights in Manhattan, go to Rue La Rue Cafe and please let us know what it's like.
Or don't. If everything goes right, Faustina will be
crossed.
On the line right now. Are you
Hi.
There?
Hooray!
Hey, Cam. Hey, Chris.
How are you?
My dramatic arrival.
I know. And you probably missed my amazing intro and everything.
Can we just replay it?
What I wanted to say was we are right in the middle of the Mardi Gras Festival. Started last week with Fair Day. Got a huge weekend of events planned this weekend. There's the Mardi Gras Film Festival happening at the moment. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. But it all always wraps up with a massive, massive weekend coming up in 8 days' time. And we are a big part of that in terms of broadcasting. And the last few years we've been partnering with SBS as well. But SBS has a big, big, really important TV coverage for the parade. And you are a big part of that. So thank you for joining us.
Front and centre of the couch.
Thank you.
That's right. In the promo shots this year, you are front and centre. You know, you can't miss you there.
Yeah, no, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. I'm really excited, guys. Are you guys going to be covering the parade personally, or are you going to physically be there?
We're going to be up in Sydney. We're actually doing our drive show, so this show next week will be live from Sydney.
But I've got a feeling
we'll be popping through the broadcast centre. Michael Dalton and Dean Arcuri will be commentating SBS's live feed on the live stream, and that will also be broadcast on Joy and the Community Radio Network.
So, amazing.
Yeah.
Did you say Michael Bolton?
We wish he had hair that fabulous.
That is hilarious.
Now, Michael Dalton, who is one of the well-known presenters here at Joy. He and his on-air partner Dean will be doing that.
On-air only.
On-air only.
Yeah. Okay. Professional.
Now, I did want to talk to you a bit because it's quite an interesting thing for you to be. This is your second year with the SBS TV coverage, yeah?
Second year. And
it's a bit of a whirlwind because I mean you're a absolute legend and basically you've been doing TV forever, but the thing is back in April 2015, now you came out to publicly as part of the queer community, and then by the time we came around to February March of 2016, you were doing the SBS broadcast. And then you're doing it again this year. I need to. So have you actually experienced Mardi Gras, and are you still waiting to experience Mardi Gras as a party goer, as a participant, as a queer person?
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's a really good question. Yeah, you're right on the money with that. When I came out, I was pretty much soon after I came out, SBS kind of made an inquiry to see whether or not I'd be interested in hosting. But I had actually never had been to the Mardi Gras, even though I had lived in Sydney for a long time while I was hosting video hits on Channel 10.
Yeah.
So bizarre that I lived, you know, at times sometimes just a few blocks away from Oxford Street. I just would never go. That's how closeted I was, guys.
Yeah.
That's how...
You're actually afraid to go in case you've sort of felt associated with it in some way.
I don't know. Yeah, it's an interesting point. And maybe it's something that I need to bring up with, like, maybe a gay psychologist or something. But I think just being...
Trust me, we're all that. Don't worry.
Being so straight, I just didn't know. And then I moved to LA. That's the other thing. I was in LA at the time when SBS contacted me. And then it wasn't until I had an interview with Joy after I had come out, somebody had mentioned, oh, you're in the gay capital of the world. Are you having a great time with all the lesbians over there? And I went, what, really? I'm in the gay capital. This is how, like, completely, I guess, delusional I am. And I'm just so not aware. But now, so SBS really did break me in. It was such a blessing. I think I would have been terrified of going. I would have just been that scared queer person, even though I do have a public kind of profile and I do, you know, work in the public eye. I don't know. I just think that it was really cool that SBS invited me to come along because I've just never experienced anything like it. So last year was, yeah, the first time I went and the atmosphere was absolutely electric.
Yeah.
I've just never seen Sydney so joyful before. Like that was when I truly saw a city come alive, and it's better than Sydney at New Year's Eve. It's better than any festival I've been to, and I've been to a lot of music festivals in my time. It is just, it's wild. It's so good. Everyone is just... It is the best example of how a community can be if everybody just accepted one another, really.
That's a great way of explaining it, because it really is a time where even the differences we have within our community, we put them aside really to just do this massive celebration on the day. And I think that shows through the variety of floats that are we see on the parade, through the huge amount of diversity of people we see in the parade as well. It is an amazing spectacle of our community in a very positive way.
Yeah, it's rad.
Now you guys get to be at the parade for the whole thing, and then what you do gets packaged up to look really spick and spectacular for our Sunday night viewing. Tell us a little bit about the broadcast, because you've got two new co-hosts joining you this year.
Yeah, we've got Joel Creasy, comedian Joel Creasy, which is incredible. And we've got M. Rusciano as well. And she's
very well known. Very well known from Melbourne, because she's been living in Melbourne before she got her gig in Sydney recently on Breakfast Radio. We're big fans of her at Joy. She spent a number of co-host sessions.
Formative years, we'll say.
In radio here at Joy. So
we cut her teeth at Joy.
We love M to death. And of course, you've got Pat Abood as well in the team.
Yeah.
So. Do you think that are there any core differences between last year's broadcast and this year that we need to talk about?
I mean, from a TV producer's perspective, we're definitely going to bring a lot more colour very, very quickly early on of the broadcast. Because I think when I did it last year, you know, there was a lot of chatting for 15 minutes. So now we're just going to be like, float, 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 float. because there's a lot of floats to cover. I mean, there's 189 floats. And so it's up from last year, because last year was 178. We cover most of them. And we're also going to, you know, every year we try to be better. And so this year, I think a lot of the people that we're covering for the floats, we're also speaking to kind of like the leader of the float, for them to speak in their own words about what their float's about. So there'll also be kind of footage of them talking about, you know, all the work that they've put into the months and months of work of glitter and paint and sequins and the message behind their float.
And this really is the advantage of really packaging it up for the following night, isn't it? Because you do get to you are doing a lot of this behind the scenes storytelling as well, and there is a lot of stories behind a lot of these floats.
So many. And I think if you guys get a chance actually to chat to Pat Abood, he's the journalist kind of assigned to creating a lot of the more in-depth stories that get broadcast during the parade too. A lot of them are heart-wrenching. But, you know, and we also try and keep some sort of lightness and hope through them. But I've yet still to be privy to that information, and I think I get to see some of those stories that he's been working on for months, like on Monday. So it's all very, down to the wire. I mean, we're hoping to chat to Tegan and Sarah.
Get in line, please.
I hope to go out with one of the members.
Well, either that or the other unavailable Veronica or something. You know?
No, one's married. I think one's dating Ruby.
Yeah, so I know.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Go with a Tegan or a Sarah. Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, Tegan or a Sarah. That'll do. And a Golden Gay Times float. That's what I really want. An unwrapped, giant Golden Gay Time floating through Oxford Street. And then gorgeous people around the Golden Gay Time float handing free Gay Times to everybody.
All right. I think you need to talk to the SBS marketing department, and this is the 2018 plan.
Faustina and
ice cream.
Tegan and Sarah and Golden Gay
and
Times.
And Golden Gay Times.
And then Mardi Gras will be complete for me. I'm not asking for much.
No. Now the broadcast will air on SBS from 8:30 on Sunday, March the 5th. And it runs for, I think, till 10 o'clock. So you've got an hour and a half packaging it all up, which is from a four-hour parade perspective. It'll be a bit of a mad rush, but you guys do a great job of it, so, and I'm sure you'll do the same this year. And I love the fact that on SBS after your broadcast, we're gonna be seeing Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Hello.
You know,
it's a gay night.
Yeah, it's a pretty gay night. So.
Yeah.
Faustina, good luck with the broadcast for the second year. Hey, I hope you get out to party as well. If you do, we'll look for you, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? I'm actually going to do something different this year. I'm going to try and find where the gay women are at. Because last year, total rookie era, went into the official after party full of men. It's great for you guys. for you guys.
Yeah.
Right,
but they are there. You just need to go and look for the pockets. Yeah,
the corner of the room. Hi, gay women! Yay, got two of us.
All right. Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people who will be able to jump on your social media and direct you to where all the hot women in Sydney post parade will be right now.
Yes, thank you.
What is that Twitter address again?
Yeah, please. I just need all the advertising I can get beyond the dating apps.
If
you guys can just point to the women, the single women, and point to the stage, the Mardi Gras stage, goes, she's available. That'd be great.
All right, we'll do
that. It's Faustina the Fuzz, people on Twitter,
At Faustina the Fuzz. Let her know where the girls are going to be.
Tell her where you'll be.
Yeah, let me know where the girls are at.
All right.
All the single ladies.
We'll do that. It's been lovely chatting to you today, Faustina. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right.
And hopefully we'll see you in Sydney.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you in Sydney.
Lots of love, Chris and Cam. See you in Sydney.
Yeah. Don't forget to tune in to the broadcast for SBS 8:30 on Sunday, March the 5th.
Or, of course, 7 o'clock on the Saturday night for all the live action here on Joy.
So the stereotype is that gays don't like camping, right? And caravanning is for grey nomads. But at the end of the day, this is the top end that you're going to have a look at. So if you're
it's all levels. You can see from the cheapest to the fabulous.
If you're into glamping, if you need the whole glamorous, luxurious camping caravan experience, this is the place to go and check it out.
Yeah, they've got all your big Luxo caravans and your camper vans.
Yeah.
Right down to your little basic tent that you can take backpacking.
It is the perfect way to go luxury, cheap holiday.
And, you know, you can just pretend and look.
You can.
Or you can work out what you're going to do if you win Tats Lottos.
Robert.
Yes, I love camping.
You do?
Yeah.
Camping
he
or
does
glamping?
It a lot.
Camping.
Well, show me your wrist. Yeah, I can see.
Mm. Not a muscle in it.
No. Hey, yes. Talking of camp, what? Yesterday once more.
Yeah. Oh.
Sundays.
Yes.
It's always a little camp, isn't
it? I know.
It?
Mm. Very camp. Mm-hmm. Going to be even camper this week.
Really?
We're being up close and personal.
Mm. Well, in a tent?
No.
With Mossy?
Or in a caravan? There will be a barrier between us.
Oh, right. Okay.
Now, we're doing songs about, now, I don't know if you'll know this word, Cam or Chris, osculation.
Excuse me?
You made that up.
Yeah.
You
okay.
Yeah. Osculation.
Pashing.
Oh, it's about
smooching. It's about
pash. Smooching.
Yeah, behind the shelter shed.
Yeah, kissing.
It's all puberty blues.
All right. Songs about kissing.
All right, so, let me think. Not a 70s song with kissing.
So not what's her face?
Not Holly Valance.
No, Holly's a bit new.
Yeah, and you could feature an early rock song from Kiss.
We could, yes.
But you're not going to.
No.
Right.
Seal it with a kiss.
Seal it with a kiss.
My God.
See,
Tristan.
On the ball.
I told there you he was an go. Old soul.
Yeah. Who sings it?
Brian Hyland.
Okay. Yeah, right. Well great. Done, Tristan. All right. Hey, what else?
Tristan's on my wavelength. Yeah. I'll talk to him if you like.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, you two go off. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do something else.
All right. Hall of Notes.
Oh, I should know this.
Yes. I'm throwing this to you,
yeah,
Chris.
I forgot the name of the song.
Kisses on My List.
Kisses on My Lips. Yes.
List.
Yes. Everyone sings Lips. That, yeah, it's one of those songs. Yes, Kisses on My List.
I know that one.
Kisses on My List.
Do you know that, Cam?
I know that one.
Do you know right. Kiss You All Over?
I Want to Kiss You All Over.
By Exile.
Yeah.
70s song.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe if I heard it.
Oh. Okay. And great girly group from the 60s, the Crystals.
Yeah.
Then He Kissed Me.
Then He Kissed Me. Yeah, yes. We know that one.
You know that one?
Yeah. It's an iconic one. Good song.
There's
a lot of
them. Great group called the Everly Brothers, who you may not remember.
I know the Everly Brothers.
They had a song called Till I Kissed Ya.
Okay.
Is that how they say it?
Yes.
So they were bogans.
No, they were brothers.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're done with this.
I think we are.
All right, thank you. That's Yesterday Once More.
It's getting near the end of the show, isn't it?
5 o'clock, Sunday.
Yes. Okay.
Joy 94.9. Hey, you would know Sharon out of France. Disco amazingness.
No.
Do you know the song Supernatural?
No.
Oh, my God. All right. Well,
it's not in
he only sold
era.
8 million copies of it in 1977.
77.
Yeah.
It's a bit
your time.
Robin.
My time.
It's a bit disco.
Late.
But by Black Hole, that time.
70s. Okay.
Late 70s.
Well, he's got a brand new single. It's called Move Me on Joy.
I'm all excited now.
Are you?
I am.
Why?
Look, as people may have noticed who have listened to our show on a regular basis, I quite like the Sci-Fi Channel's movies. Now, whether that's the Sharknado quadruple or Lavalantula or the various other shark movies where they just eat people. Don't you dare.
I don't watch them.
You do.
I do not.
I know you fall asleep or you go in the other room.
Yes.
But anyway.
I go into the study.
Mm-hmm. You run away. But in case you have been living under a rock, they are filming Sharknado 5 currently at
God.
The moment. That's right. Tara Reid and Ian Ziering have got a job yet again, despite the fact that they cannot act in any way, shape or form.
Hey, he was in 90210.
I stick with what I just said. And she's been in gutters.
She's been hanging out with Jedward a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all doing well together. But anyway, so Sharknado 5, which is actually called Sharknado 5 Earth Zero. Get it? Well, anyway, here is the story.
I don't get it.
Sharknado 5, Earth Zero. The Earth's got no points. Sharknado's got 5 points.
you know, type thing. The Sharknadoes are destroying the Earth.
But they beat the sharks every time they saw a movie.
Yeah, but then they come back. Anyway, here is what it is. Sharknado 5, Earth Zero, is described as, which much of North America lying in ruins, the rest of the world braces for the inevitable. A global Sharknado. From London to Asia, South Africa to Mexico, Finn and his family must put a stop to the Sharknadoes once and for all, or at least until they become unpopular. But, so they're filming this, but the other big news is who might be starring in it? They're filming in London right now. Who is a slightly hot Olympian in London who doesn't usually wear much in the way of clothing when he competes at the Olympic level?
Elton John.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, Tom Daley. Tom Daley is...
Got a lot of time for Tom.
I won't say starring, but he is in Sharknado. Now, we don't know...
That just means they'll kill him off after 3 seconds, like they always do.
We don't know if he gets eaten or if he destroys a shark. We're not sure. But I have found one piece of information about this which is disgusting to me.
I just thought about
disgusting to me.
I might run for the role of shark.
No, well, I'm not happy with this particular role he's in. It's an abomination.
Why?
He is fully clothed.
Oh.
Neck to
toe. No one wants to see Tom Daley with clothes on. He doesn't even do his cooking segments on YouTube with clothes on.
Sharks can eat him just as well if he's wearing Speedos.
Well, yeah, that's usually where your Speedos in the water, where the sharks are.
Sharks don't need to be in water anymore, Chris. Oh, God, you need to watch Sharknado. Anyway, it's coming soon, and they still haven't called us, so apparently we're not getting a job yet.
Well, yeah, okay. When's it coming on?
When they finish it. There is no current air date shown.
Yeah. You got the message? Good.
To the Lego Batman movie, which is the sequel, you know, follow-up movie to the huge... Previous, the Lego movie. Awesome. That one! Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Everything is awesome when we live in our dreams. You know what would be really good if Tegan and Sarah got up and did that on the Mardi Gras stage next
week? That would be freaking awesome. Everything would be awesome. I've forgotten. I know. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want. Anyway, the Lego Batman movie, which is coming, I think, in the next school holidays
here.
But it's already started over in America.
But and Batman people... was such a dweeb in the original movie. Well, is that the idea?
It's the same character, Batman. He's now got his own movie.
Yeah.
And he's got, you know, Robin and all that sort of thing in it. But there are now complaints.
Complaints?
Yes. Christian organisations are complaining that the Batman movie is too gay.
Look at this country. You are gay.
Precisely. That's right. One of the site has a fundamentalist news site.
Yeah.
Has warned, beware, Lego Batman movie promotes gay adoption. Got that? Got that? See, now here's where they got that from. Because in the movie, right?
Yeah.
Are you taking it? So in the movie, Batman, and you've got, you know, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Robin thinks he has two dads because he doesn't realize
that Bruce
that they're
Wayne
the same
and
person.
Batman is, well, God.
And so now these people are thinking that this is showing gay relationship, so even though it's the same person.
The Batman Lego movie portrays Robin as a dullard, and the dullards out there have taken it on board.
Right. They also think the same thing that stupid Robin thinks.
Fantastic.
I know. It's just one of those really weird things. They said it's a terrible movie. It's all about gay adoption by two dads, homoerotic attraction and penis jokes.
Sounds perfect to me.
I know. And I'll leave you with this quote.
Yeah.
Apparently. So this is all about the Lego Batman movie. It's chock full of gay propaganda, right? Think the sexual innuendo of the Flintstones minus the humour. What the?
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.